This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Low employee engagement is a communication problem. What happened? Gallup's latest research shows employee engagement has dropped to its lowest point in over a decade. Few workers feel connected to their jobs, their teams, or their organisations. The data points directly at one culprit: managers who are not communicating with clarity, consistency, or purpose. This is not a morale problem. It is a communication breakdown wearing a morale problem's clothes. The communication angle. Here is the lesson, and it is not subtle: disengaged employees are almost always the product of managers who confuse talking with communicating. They hold meetings. They send updates. They schedule one-on-ones. None of that matters if the message never lands. Engagement dies in the gap between what leaders say and what employees actually understand about their own purpose, value, and direction. The research tells us what most people already feel, but cannot name. Employees do not disengage because the work is hard. They disengage because nobody has told them why the work matters, whether they are doing it well, or where the team is headed. Those three things require specific, intentional communication, not inspiration. Not vision statements on a wall. Specific conversations with specific people about specific expectations. The managers who keep teams engaged do one thing consistently: they make the invisible visible. They name what good performance looks like. They say out loud what the team is working toward this quarter and why. They give feedback that is concrete enough to act on. Not sure doing great, but that client call you handled Tuesday is exactly how I want us showing up. That kind of precision builds trust faster than any team building exercise ever will. The managers who are failing their teams are usually not malicious. They are vague. They default to inspiration when they should be delivering information. They assume employees can read between the lines or connect their own dots. That is a fatal assumption. When people can't see how their work connects to something larger, they stop caring. Not because they are lazy, because they are human. The actionable steps here are straightforward. First, every manager needs a short, clear answer to this question ready at all times. What does success look like for this team in the next 90 days? If you cannot answer that in two sentences, your team cannot either. Second, every one-on-one conversation needs to include one piece of specific behavioral feedback, not general sentiment. Third, recognition has to be tied to something real, not just great job. But here is what you did. Here is why it mattered. That specificity is what makes people feel seen. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on clarity under pressure gives you a framework for stripping your message down to its essential core so that the people listening cannot miss the point, even when the situation is complicated or the stakes are high. Engagement is not a mystery. It is a communication outcome, and it is one you can control. The takeaway. Before your next team meeting, write down the single most important thing your team needs to understand about where you're headed and why it matters to them personally, not to the company, to them. Then say that thing first, before the agenda, before the updates, before anything else. One sentence. Specific. Direct. Do that every week for a month and watch what happens to the energy in the room. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.